Mary had a little lamb,
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me. Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
This Christmas, the Lincoln Project invites you to join former President Donald J. Trump in receiving a full suite of COVID vaccinations, including a booster. Just like Donald Trump, you and your loved ones will be protected from the worst risks of a deadly COVID infection. Vaccines and boosters, endorsed by former President Donald J. Trump, for Americans like you.
Did you get the booster?
Yes.
Oh! Merry Christmas, everybody!
I'm very excited. This is the last show of the year. It is the last show of 2021, which it turns out wasn't so terrible. It wasn't the worst ever, was it? Was it the worst ever? No. There are a lot of really good things that happened in 2021, and today is the day that we're going to tell you about them. First of all, say goodbye to most of our Confederate statues, okay? That's a good thing, right? And weren't we just watching the TV? Me and Brett were just watching the TV there, trying to figure out whether or not he should travel.
You're going to get me in trouble.
I just want to say to your mom, who I think is a wonderful, beautiful, stunningly good human being, that Brett should not be traveling. Just saying. But okay, that's that. We'll get to that in the next portion of the show. Right now, I just want to say that we were watching the TV, and what we saw was that the statue of Robert E. Lee, which came down, thanks to all of us saying, "You lost. Why are we having statuary standing erected in your losing honor?" So there apparently was a time capsule that was embedded in the pedestal of the Robert E. Lee Confederate statuary. And we were like, they were starting to open the time capsule, in which we surmise, we don't know yet, that in there is a list of his slaves, should anything happen to him, and how he would bequeath them to another person to own the humans. Anyway, those statues have come down this year. That's like freaking great, right? Also, the Chauvin verdict. Let's not forget George Floyd's Chauvin verdict. That was a big win for justice. That was a big win for people who think right in this country, who do right in this country, people who were outraged at this man's arrogance as he stood there with his hand lovingly placed either in his pocket or on his pocket, staring down into the camera of a girl's cell phone for an enormous, inordinate amount of time, knowing that he was choking the life out of a human being. And there was justice for him. He was convicted on all the counts, right? Also, Juneteenth became a holiday this year. This is good. This is really good. The coup on January 6th, while it happened, failed. It failed because the gang that couldn't shoot straight is what happened. So now we have all kinds of information. Now we have all kinds of interviews and information and inside game knowledge so that we can actually prevent our government from being burrowed into by Steve Bannon's shock troops in order to undo the results of an election that was held in a free and fair manner by the voters of this here country, right? So now, you know, they told us nothing, but they showed us everything. And now we know exactly how to thwart exactly what we need legislatively. Thanks, Joe Manchin. We'll talk about that too, because I think I understand what he wants, which is a good thing about 2021, knowing what Joe Manchin wants, right? I think I figured it out. I'm not sure. But we'll see. We'll run it by you and you can weigh in. So the coup failed and we ended up with two very brave Republicans. Yeah, Kinzinger and Cheney. I mean, Cheney's looking better in her old age. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like my mother said, you have the face you deserve by the time you're 40. This is good. It's very good. Also, we have a suite of vaccines now endorsed by Donald J., right, that you should take them. He's been boosted. O'Reilly's been boosted, right? Everybody's been boosted. And we know that more and more lawmakers are testing positive, like Barbara Lee. There was just news about Barbara Lee testing positive. Elizabeth Warren tested positive. As you may know, Cory Booker tested positive. Jason Crow tested positive. Now, the good news here is that they're Democrats. So Democrat equals vaccinated and boosted equals mild to no symptoms, right? So we know about COVID now. We know how to prevent COVID now. We know about masks. We know they work. We know about traveling. We know about HEPA filters in airplanes. We know about, vaccines and boosters. We know about there's more good news on the vaccine front, on the COVID front. Today, the Pfizer company just announced that they have a pill, an antiviral pill that has made it through all the clinical trials, stage 1, 2, and 3, and it's efficacious, to quote Dr. Anthony Fauci. It's efficacious, meaning that if you test positive, even for Omicron, Delta, wild variety, Beta, all of it. If you take this pill within 3 to 5 days of the onset of your symptoms, or if you find out that you are positive and you are in a high risk category, meaning you're over 65, you have an autoimmune deficiency, you have lung issues, this pill actually lessens the severity of the course of the disease, whether it's Omicron or Delta, which is vicious, by 89%, which is great news for healthcare providers. It's great news for hospital, ER doctors, respiratory therapists who, you know, are treating people who are, you know, coughing in their face going, I have COVID, give me the vaccine. No, it's a little too late for that. But now there's a pill. It's called Paxlovid. Now, we only have about, you know, we have tens of thousands of doses or full courses. I shouldn't say doses, full courses of treatment available right now. But Pfizer says that they are ramping up the production of Paxlovid. And they will have hundreds of thousands of doses by early 2022, which is just days away now, just days away. So that's great. Also, today, the Biden administration is waiving any requirement for people to pay their student loan debt again. You know, people who are who were being crushed by their student loan debt, they haven't had to make a payment in 2 years, which is good. Biden is weighing whether or not to wipe them out completely. There have been ideas about wiping out $50,000 of student loan debt. There have been talk about $10,000 of student loan debt being wiped out. But right now, just so you know, you don't have to make a payment on a student loan. It's been waived until May. So if you have automatic payments set up on those loans, make sure you check, you know, your auto pay section at your bank and that it's continuing, that it continues through to May because you don't have to make that payment. So that's good news. Also, let's not forget, Britney is free. Britney. That was tragic. It really was. I mean, you can mock, you can make fun. I still have it on my, my iPod. I still have her on my playlist. She's in my Jessica is Home playlist. She's in my 90s playlist. She's in a lot. She's on a lot of my. Now, what I do is I put every time I put a Britney, I put a Christina right after. So if it's Whoops, I Did It Again, then it's followed by Genie in a Bottle. You understand? Because I'm a Christina. Just saying. But Britney is free, right? And the best news about 2021, it's almost over. Hey. Oh, oh, oh. Oh! Yeah. Good news today.